This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Health and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook and Google Plus at eHealth Radio, and Twitter at Health Podcaster to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with Lisa Phillips, a confidence coach who is the founder of Amazing Coaching. Her new book, The Confidence Coach, was released in July of 2015. Lisa works with individuals and organizations assisting people to feel confident and in the flow of life from the inside out. Lisa, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Welcome. Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Yes, Lisa, thanks for joining us and for taking out a moment to be with us here this morning. So how did you become a confidence coach? What got you started in that profession?
Well, it was quite a bit of an interesting journey, to be honest. I wasn't one of those people who was, let's just say, born with confidence. And I struggled with confidence and self-esteem probably up until the age I was about 30. And it was at that point I'd been in a domestic abusive relationship. I'd been bullied at school. I'd been bullied at work. And I was starting my training to become a life coach and did a lot of training sort of around the world, particularly in the U.S., and I realized, you know, that confidence was really something that I struggled with. And if I had to do something about it, it was up to me. So it actually took quite a few, let's just say, life changes for me to actually come to that decision that if I wanted to feel more confident in life, then I had to sort of do something about it from the inside out. So, yeah, it was a bit of a journey.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, does confidence mean different things for different people?
I think that's a really good question, actually, because that's something I thought about a lot when I began my journey. I think I had this idea that confidence was about being the life and soul of the party, you know, being that extrovert who was always out there. And I think that's quite a common belief of people that in order to be confident, you've really got to be over, you know, you've got to be assertive, you've got to be the life and soul of the party, you've got to be out there taking risks. And actually, you know, that was one of the discoveries for me, because confidence really is different for a lot of people. And I think that's really important. For a lot of people, it's actually more about perhaps learning to say no, or having good boundaries in place, or maybe asking for some money back that you've maybe lent to somebody or something like that. So that's, you know, really important to remember that we're all different. And actually, you know, with my clients, they come to me and they often say, you know, I want to be a really confident extrovert. I want to be out there. And actually talking with them for a while, we actually get into the realization that they don't want to be like that. They maybe feel that they should, but actually, they perhaps just want to be more confident in who they are. And that could be being the quiet one at the party. So, yes, it absolutely means different things for different people. And it's really important to honor that.
What would you say prevents people from feeling confident?
Well, a lot of it, there's two main reasons. First of all, it's our belief system. I mean, we all carry negative beliefs that unfortunately we might have been carrying from a very early age. Now, many of us have been brought up to be people pleasers. We've been brought up to be nice people. You know, we always want to be seen as the nice person. Or maybe we've got a belief that what we want doesn't matter. There are thousands and thousands of different negative beliefs that can actually hold us back from being confident. So say, for example, you were brought up in a family where it was your responsibility to keep other people happy. Well, you might find it very difficult to be confident because actually you never want to upset anyone. So you never want to be assertive. So that's very common. I see that. People think, oh, well, I want to do that. I want to be more confident. But what if it upsets so-and-so? What if it upsets somebody in the family? What if it upsets a friend? What if it upsets a manager or something like that? And that's one of the reasons many of us avoid conflict. You know, we avoid standing up for ourselves. We avoid finding our voice and maybe speaking up and being confident and being assertive because there's that fear that we might upset someone or that they may not like us. You know, that fear of what will happen if I'm confident. So two main reasons that actually prevents us from being confident, those negative beliefs, and many of us are still running on them, and that fear as well of, you know, what's going to happen if I am more confident? Will people not like me? You know, what will people think? You know, it can be really one of the most common ones I see is like people say, I want to leave work on time. But it's mostly about, oh, well, what will people think? Will they not like me? Will they talk about me? And it's those fears and beliefs that actually stop us from stepping into being our most confident selves.
Today we are speaking with Lisa Phillips, a confidence coach who is the founder of Amazing Coaching. She's also the author of the new book, The Confidence Coach, which was released last year in July here on eHealth Radio's Health and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you do like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes or on our Facebook page. We would greatly appreciate it. Lisa, what are the benefits of being confident?
Well, that's a great question, actually. For me, I use the word frisky. You know, it sounds a bit strange, but for me, confidence makes you feel frisky. You feel confident and frisky from the inside. I like to think of it as when you feel confident, you've got like a rock, a mountain of this inner strength inside of you. And it really doesn't matter what's going on around you. You know, it really doesn't matter if somebody doesn't like you. You still feel good about yourself on the inside. And that feels great when you feel good about yourself, when you have self-belief. Then all sorts of wonderful things happen. You value yourself more, you believe in yourself more, and very importantly, you like yourself more. However, you know, if you don't have that confidence, I liken it to being a little bit like having a feather inside of you. And then what happens, you know, regardless, what happens is, you know, whatever situation you're in, you'll be blown around. So you'll worry about things. You'll worry about what people think. You'll worry about situations. And you end up being much less resilient than if you had that inner mountain, that inner rock of confidence inside of you. So this is one of the main reasons I do this job. I want people to feel good. And confidence actually helps you feel good. It helps you make better decisions. It helps you look after your own emotional well-being. And it helps you prioritize yourself as well. Many of us do not prioritize ourselves. We are our own worst enemies. You know, we push down our desires. We're people pleasers. We allow people to tell us how we should be living our life. So that real benefit of confidence is that real empowerment within yourself. And it feels frisky. It feels good.
And in your book, you talk about the stream of life. Can you explain what this means when it comes to confidence?
Of course. You know, this is one of my favorite adages. I like to think of life as being like a flowing stream. And let's just imagine every single one of us is in a canoe in the middle of this stream. Now, if you take that canoe and turn a canoe upstream, what happens? You know, life feels like a struggle. It feels like hard work. It feels exhausting. And unfortunately, many of us are living our life upstream. Now, upstream actually represents negative emotion. So when we're beating ourselves up, when we're putting ourselves down, when we're not feeling good, when we're not looking after ourselves, we're basically living our life upstream. However, if we take our canoe and we turn it downstream, life is so much easier. And downstream, of course, is positive emotion. So anytime we're actually being kind to ourselves, anytime we're believing in ourselves, valuing ourselves, taking care of ourselves, and importantly, caring about how we feel, we're going to be taking our canoe downstream, and that will always feel good. Now, when you live your life downstream, wonderful things start to happen. You know, obviously the law of attraction will kick in then. Like attracts like at the end of the day. So if you're living an upstream life, you're going to attract more upstream situations and people. However, if you can learn to ease your canoe downstream, the good news is you're going to attract more downstream people. And that's when the real magic happens in your life. So it's the same philosophy for confidence. Many of us struggle with confidence. But if you think of confidence as an upstream process and a struggle and you beat yourself up and you tell yourself you can't do it or you're scared or it's not possible, you're living confidence upstream. However, if you decide to take your confidence canoe downstream and be nice to yourself, encourage and soothe yourself rather than pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. You know, really soothe yourself. They're the soothe and encourage are the words I use a lot in my confidence coaching. You know, basically lean your canoe downstream. You will find it far more easier to become a confident person. And then, of course, it will feel better. You'll feel frisky and more lovely things will be basically attracted into your life. But most of all, you'll just feel good, more positive emotion.
So many benefits of having confidence and being confident. Thanks, Lisa, for your perspective and insight on this. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip here for the listeners?
Yeah, my final tip is, you know, I mentioned the stream there, and I think it's a really good point for people to remember is that we all have our own stream. And one of the things that knocks us in confidence is other people telling us what we should be doing on our stream. You know, we listen to mainstream, we listen to society, and often that might not feel good. You know, your emotions really are your best compass. So just remember, every single person in this whole world has their own stream. So, you know, be truthful to your own stream. Tune into your inner guidance. What feels upstream to you and what feels downstream to you? And that really helps, you know, honor your own stream and do what feels good to you.
Lisa, where can listeners get more information accordingly and how can they be in touch?
Absolutely. My website is www.amazingcoaching.com.au. I've got a blog, I've got a newsletter, it's all free, so come and sign up. I've also got a Facebook page, which is Amazing Coaching. And if you'd like to find out a little bit more information about my book, you can find the book on www.theconfidencecoachbook.com or just Google for it, Lisa Phillips, The Confidence Coach. It's available all over the world in most good bookshops. And of course, you can get it online as well.
Lisa, once again, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio and certainly wishing you all the best.
My pleasure. You all have a good day. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Lisa Phillips, a confidence coach who is the founder of Amazing Coaching, who works with individuals and organizations assisting people to feel confident and in the flow of life from the inside out. And for more information, either visit amazingcoaching.com.au or for the book, it's The Confidence Coach Book. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.